You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Thursday. What's up? Welcome in. Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is February 2nd, 2023. DeMarcus Ware, longtime Cowboys pass rusher who dominated Washington for a while in this division, will join us at 3 to help us preview the pass rushers in the Super Bowl. What's up, Danny?
Look forward to talking to DeMarcus Ware, who should have been a Redskin, by the way. They didn't re-sign Fred Smoot, had to draft Carlos Rogers, created a need when there wasn't one, and they passed on some guy named DeMarcus Ware, who would torment them for a decade. I think about that all the time, man. That dude was unblockable, and I've kind of gotten over it, and then we'll talk to him again, but he's a very nice man. Hasn't played since 2016, but I still feel like he's wreaking havoc in the division.
DeMarcus Ware is actually one of the guys, when I was a kid, that shaped my paradigm for, I can hate a team, but I don't have to hate every player. When I was young, I grew up around other fans of Washington that hated every Cowboy. And I remember thinking, it's not going to be that way for me. I really liked DeMarcus Ware. I read about some of the charity work he does. I watched him in interviews. I thought he was one of the classiest, coolest dudes ever. Oh, by the way, he's an amazing player. And yes, he torments me on Sundays. I don't want him to ever get a sack against Washington. I don't want him to play at a high level. But this is a really good dude who's great at football. I'm not going to hate him. And I always thought the same way, honestly, about Tony Romo. Never rooted for him to thrive because he played for the team that I didn't want to win as a fan, as a young guy. But I remember reading a story one time about him going to a movie by himself in the middle of the season. There was like a homeless guy outside. And he asked the homeless guy if he wanted to go watch a movie. And the guy's like, oh, no, I smell bad. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to be a distraction. He's like, dude, it's the middle of the day. Nobody's going to be in the theater. It's just me and you, man. He's like, let's go. And he just got a popcorn and a soda, and they went and watched a movie. And from that moment forward, I was like, you know what? I like Tony Romo. I'm good on that dude having some success. I'm not going to hate every single player on the teams that I don't like. But DeMarcus Ware was one of the first for me in that regard.
I would say that's admirable. I think that's impressive.
Meaning you agree?
No. I found a way. I'm able to persevere and get over it.
You fought the good fight.
Yeah, I have to keep them personalityless and faceless, right? So some of it is not their fault. They're just minding their business, collecting a paycheck, happening to play for a team that I despise. For example, one of my least favorite players of all time is Jay Novacek. He didn't do anything wrong. Just catching passes, ruining my Sundays for so many years. But it was because every time he caught a pass, everybody had to talk about how great his hands were and how he was the best at this. And he's also the holder for punts and for kicks. Isn't that amazing? He's a tight end. He's the only one you'll ever find. That bothered me to no end. So I hate Jay Novacek and his mustache to this day. Maybe the kindest dude on the planet. He may be a mensch who does nothing but give. I hate his guts forever. See what I'm saying? Like, you have to find a way as a fan.
Different ways to do it.
Different ways
Ryan,
to do it. Different
can you do me a big favor? I owe Danny a gift. Would you go out to the printer, which is right around the corner there, grab me one sheet of paper, and would you please bring it in?
You owe me something? You don't owe me a gift.
I owe you something. Absolutely.
What?
He's going to go to the printer.
I don't know what this is, by the way. I don't know what this is.
Ryan's kind of dressed up because we had a town hall as a station.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a blue dress shirt.
Looks really nice, doesn't it?
Looks really, really good, so I want to give him credit for that.
It's not the khakis with the big hole in the crotch that he wore that one time. They didn't know had the hole that we took a picture of. Do you remember those?
The hole just got bigger and bigger
throughout
the day.
The whole day.
The pants just kept stretching little by little. That's very different. Were you in on the town hall today?
I did. I zoomed into the town hall.
I zoomed as well.
Yeah, I zoomed.
Zoom's a nice thing to have in your back pocket, just in case.
Right.
Like you could have been here at 10 a.m. or you could have been on the computer. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I owe you a sheet of paper. Here it is.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Ryan. Oh. Danny, here's your sheet of paper.
Thank you.
It's
very nice
of you.
Thanks.
Do you know why I gave you a sheet of paper, Danny?
Grant!
I don't even know what's on that paper, so don't read it.
Oh my gosh!
He found it somewhere. The traditional one-year anniversary gift is a piece of paper.
Yes!
1 year ago today, happy anniversary.
Yes!
Washington Commanders!
We are the Commanders!
It was 2-2-22 that we found out once and for all. Now, we already kind of knew because it was leaked 57 million ways over.
Uh-huh.
That the Redskins were no more. They were the Washington football team. But the football team would soon be no more. They were going to go by Commanders. It was today, man. 2-2-22. National TV.
So much making the brand.
First thing in the morning. Craig Melvin. NBC's version of Good Morning America, whatever it's called. Everyone gets to watch. It's John Allen. It's Doug Williams. It's Jason Wright in their folding chairs at the 50-yard line. We were all watching together, and we got this moment.
Let's not make folks wait. Let's not drag it out, Jason. What's the what is the new team name?
Doug, what is it?
We are the Commanders.
We are the Commanders.
The Commanders. The Washington Commanders.
That's right.
Strike up the band. We got ourselves a team name. Now, you'll remember.
Yeah.
We had already, for weeks on the show, been doing a segment where the team name was Commanders or something else.
Uh-huh.
Because it was kind of known for a while that they were trending in that direction. And then the team itself on their own video leaked the logo and the name.
They leaked it. There was a banner that like a chopper saw the night
that
before.
That was the night before. I mean, but the leak, yeah, going the to leak. The leak, remind people of that.
Yeah, so they insisted on doing these making the brand videos that were so important to them because content and activations and whatever. Whereas, for example, Cleveland one day just tweeted, "We're no longer the Indians, we're the Guardians. Tom Hanks, we stand on guard for Cleveland," or something. Boom, it was done. It was perfect. It was great. They wanted to drag this out and make this global thing, wherever the hell the nonsense was Drek.
He was in the middle of filming A Man Named Otto.
Yeah.
He takes a day off so that he can voice the Guardians video.
Narrate it and says, they're Guardians? Cool. And just does it, and it's over. But they did this making the brand thing that they're so proud of. Right, Ron Rivera is involved, who won't be here in 20 years when the name is still the name.
I thought it was weird in the middle of the Guardians video when Tom Hanks said, "I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers." We will be the Guardians.
Something bit me. So people saw mirror images clearly of the name on one of the sheets of paper.
Block, you know, W helmet.
The Block W helmet. Like, it was all spoiled and revealed and obvious and everyone knew. The whole launch that they were trying to build up excitement for had all the excitement of a rained out parade. The thing they were trying to build intensity and passion for, because they said they were listening to the fans, well, they didn't. No fans said yes to the Commanders. That was not a poll.
There might have been a handful.
Six of them who may have themselves obtained the rank of commander, who said, that's neat. No one else wanted it. This was decided. This was unilateral. This was, the whole thing was a big sham, and they're shoving it down your throat because you can't be an animal because then you can't be in food or something.
But even things that weren't their fault, though, to their credit. Like, yes, you can control not airing the helmet in the window reflection behind Ron Rivera. You can control not having a sheet of paper that says Commanders when you're going over the team name with Wright and Rivera. Like, there were things they could have done better.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But then there were things that were a little bit out of their control, too, at least partially, that also didn't go well. You'll remember that there were leaked T-shirts from some company who was bringing in all the Commanders
That's
gear
right, yeah.
a couple days before. And you were able, if you wanted to keep the suspense alive, you were able to talk yourself into, well, maybe this, they probably ordered 10 different types of shirts just to throw us off. So this is one of them, but it could still be something cool.
Yeah, this is the Patriots 19-0 T-shirt or something, right?
I don't completely blame them for the chopper being overhead at FedEx Field, who zoomed in on the window on the team store and saw all the commander signs. Even though I think a curtain probably wouldn't have been that hard that night to put up and just make sure no one can see in all this glass. Because one thing about glass windows is that you can
see through it.
You can see through them.
Right through it, yeah.
And it just took Channel 9 or whoever it was just scurrying their chopper with Wes Mantooth out there looking right down with a spotlight. everyone saw Commanders the night before. So, yes, it was a little anticlimactic. I didn't even bring this up, this one-year anniversary. This was not to beat up on the reveal, although whenever it comes up, just inevitably, we do have to acknowledge that they revealed the name because Doug Williams said, "We're the Commanders," and then Craig Melvin chuckled. That was the big moment. That was the 19 months in the making. That was how we
found out. 2 years, man. 2 years.
Grant, your son, your daughter will only know this team with this name. For the next 100 plus years, probably, they're going to be known as this name. We've got a big reveal. We've sunk tons of money. Had to be millions of dollars, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Had to be millions of dollars into this. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in. National TV, for some unbeknownst reason, on NBC. Craig Melvin sitting next to us. Here we are. Where are the fireworks? Where is the band? Where is the big sign? Nothing cool. Dye an egg, you know, and then let it reveal the C for Commanders.
Like kindergartners do an art project.
Guy, I asked a girl to prom in high school by writing prom on an egg, and then we were dyeing them together. Like, to me, that took more work than whatever this was.
We are the Commanders.
Activations.
But I'm not here to beat them up. We got that out of our system. Here's why I bring it up, Danny.
Okay.
It's been 1 year. It's been a football season. We have seen games in the black on black. We have seen games in the white jersey, which was a different color than the burgundy we were used to. We've seen games in the burgundy sweaters, which are different than the burgundy jerseys that we were used to.
Yep.
And we've had a lot of time to let this name sink in. I no longer have to think like I did the first couple days. When I say the Commanders, there's still a slight pause just because I got 30 years of life that I'm trying to overtake and overcome.
Yep.
But I've gotten used to it and just saying it and it being part of the conversation. It's not that weird when I see it on TV anymore. Although I will say there was a graphic that someone put out on Twitter a few days ago. I don't know if you saw this. And it was about coaches and expected points added based on coaching decisions in-game. And essentially, which coaches help their teams the most. And I scan this graphic up and down for Ron Rivera, and I can't find him. I'm just looking at the team name.
Uh-huh.
And I respond to the guy from some analytics site, and I go, "Where's Ron Rivera? Can you?" Because they only listed like the first 20.
Uh-huh.
I was like, "Where would he rank if you kept going?" And he responded, he's like, "Ron Rivera's up in the top 10, man." And I looked at it, and it was this yellow, like super yellow, hard to read, and it just said Commanders as a word.
Oh, right.
And here I am.
You're just not used to scanning that way,
A year into this thing. I wasn't looking for the Block W or a Redskins helmet. I was looking for Commanders, but it just looked so weird, the font they used. I can't even find my own team, so I guess I'm not all the way used to it yet.
Yeah.
But I'm getting used to it. It's been a year.
I'm still not used to it. And I know this isn't the question, but I'm just going to tell you anyway. I now find myself actively trying not to say it. I was wrong. I begged and pleaded for those 2 dumb years. Just give me a plural noun and end this. I begged. Please, just any plural noun will do, so I don't have to do, Sam Howell is a football. Sam Howell is a football team. Sam Howell is a Washington. That awkward construction was so stupid and so miserable. I'm still mad at everyone that likes it.
So you do like Commanders better than Washington football team?
No. I have realized that I was wrong to beg for any plural noun. I now hate Commanders.
Oh, stop.
No, I'll continue.
You hate it?
Hate. I was like, just give me any plural noun, it's fine. I now find myself trying to do whatever. I do all sorts of gymnastics to not say it. I now hate the name. Little things started this. The big things are things like this dude named Will Misselbrook, who's no longer here, telling me that they couldn't pick Red Wolves. They couldn't pick something else that people wanted because if your team name is an animal, you were kind of restricted. This allowed us to go into much bigger space. Media, food, fashion, pop culture, music. He's gone. Name stays. That turd did this and said, "That's all for me. Enjoy that, people that care. Pfft, I'm out. I got another job at a consulting agency. See ya." These other guys and gals that did this, they're going to leave too. I'm stuck with it. I now hate this thing. I now resent it. I despise it. Every rollout they do, every Sean Taylor installation, every porta potty picture, every 90 greatest, everything they do sucks. By association, this sucks too. I'm furious at it and I hate it. I avoid saying it whenever possible. I do weird sentences and run around and tie myself into a pretzel to try to avoid saying it at all costs. Sometimes I'm stuck and I say it. I despise this name. I despise everything about it and what it stands for. I despise that they didn't listen to the fans. I despise the sham rollout. I despise every part and every element of them serving this to us and expecting us to be grateful. I'm furious at it, and I've never liked it less. And then you add in the supplement of the stupid song. Now, I mean, it's over the top for me. I can't stand it.
So it's actually, you said this isn't what we're talking about, but it's interesting because I think we could open up the phones on this. What I really wanted to drill down on today is, have you started to get used to it, or compare how you feel about the name and the look, I'll say. The tweaks to the jersey, the tweaks to the emblem, the logo, everything that has changed, which is everything we ever knew, essentially. How do you feel about those changes now compared to 365 days ago? When on February 2nd, 2022, a date which will live in shame, I'm not going to go as far as saying that the same slogan for something that was way worse than actually
tragic. It's not quite infamy.
So this is not the same. I'm not saying that it will, but it is a date that for me will always be cringeworthy and somewhat embarrassing. Do you feel better about the name? Has it grown on you? Do you like it more than you did 1 year ago? I think that's a fair question to ask as we open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Do you like the look? Any of the jerseys more or less than you did at that time? 800-636-1067 is the number there. Because I, too, got a couple of things wrong, I will say. I'll give you an example. Positively first. Initially, Danny, I hated the tweaks and the changes to the jerseys. I like all three of the jerseys fine at this point. The white one, which I despised when I first saw it, despised. Thought it was grotesque and ugly. I actually think it looks pretty good. Now, the one issue I have with it is when I think of it right now in my head, I see Carson Wentz wearing it.
Oh, that's not a good association.
That's not Jason Wright's fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that jersey itself, if I could have another, like, I'll have to picture Sam Howell or someone and try to just give myself a little reason.
Picture Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin, I could try that. For some reason, I don't know why, I close my eyes, I go, white jerseys, it's Carson Wentz and his red hair right there in front of me, just kind of grimacing for some reason. I like those jerseys way more than I did when I first saw them. I remember Ryan actually being the only one in the room, I think, right away that liked those. And I thought it was a, you know, Gen Z crazy person thing. And he was right. I actually think those look pretty good. I didn't really like the black jerseys at first. I love the black jerseys. I think they should major in the black jerseys at this point because it doesn't remind me of the Redskins and it doesn't make me sad about what has changed and where we're at now. And it's its own thing. I really, really dig the black jerseys. I would do a couple things different with them in terms of the colors and some of the numbers on the colors of the trim and the numbers. But I like them a lot more. That has grown on me. The block W, which I made fun of and still think they should have done way better than. I still think there should be an actual cool logo, some type of commander logo. But the Block W itself, which I hated and loathed at first, just because of how long you had, how much time you had, how much time was spent on this thing, and you gave me a letter. I remember being livid about that. Mm-hmm. Legitimately outraged, apoplectic about that. I think that the W has grown on me as I have seen it more. I don't hate it as much. I still would have done something completely different. But to Jason Wright's credit, when he came on this radio station the day of the reveal on 2222, he said something like, one of the reasons we went with Commanders, one of the reasons we chose this W, is in all of our testing over several months, we found that even the people that didn't like it started liking these things more as time went on. And I would say that those things have softened on me. The jerseys, the W, all of the visual stuff. I think it looks fine. I have not had that relationship with the name. I haven't.
Mm.
And where I got it wrong, you have admitted your own fault.
Yeah, totally. I was wrong.
I'll admit where I was wrong. I said that changing the name would not affect anyone's fandom or shouldn't affect anyone's fandom, or for me, it wouldn't affect anything. And I got that wrong. I've used this example on the show before. I always used to say, if you change the name of Coke, it's still Coke. And now I don't think that anymore. Because part of my nostalgia of Christmas Day with the glass bottle is that Santa and the C-O-L-A on the side, right?
Uh-huh.
It is different. It has changed. I'm not saying the name should still be Redskins. So no one bring your pitchforks at me for that. That's not my point. I understand why they changed the name. I think they should have changed the name. What I am saying is I was wrong when I said this won't dramatically affect their business negatively. It unequivocally did.
Yep.
This won't cost them thousands of fans. It absolutely did. This won't hinder the passion of people who have been around for decades. No doubt about it, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Where the look, the jersey, some of the other stuff has grown on me, Danny. The name has not. I'm not going to go as far as saying I hate the name Commanders because I don't. I do wonder, I'm just now talking out loud and sitting on your couch, you're allowing me to do some therapy.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is a, if I would feel this way about every name, honestly. I don't know. I think I would like Red Wolves way more than I like Commanders. To me, Commanders is cheesy. Commanders is video gamey. And it just, it has not started to appeal to me yet.
Process for me. So I can't stand all the jerseys because I was told they'd be different than they are. I can't stand the name because I was told the process would be different than it was. All I see every day is the lies. That's what I see them. I see Terry McLaurin running around. I see a lie. I see Carson Wentz dropping back. I see untruth.
So for you,
that's what I can't get over.
It's like personal for some reason.
Yes.
If that's a bad word, but.
But it is. Like, I.
Because I don't have whatever that is.
Had I never heard it's going to be the same burgundy and gold, had I never heard that, I'd go, oh, that's fine. It's not. And I'm not fine. You cannot tell me that it's the same. I'm looking at John Allen's jersey right now. That ain't the burgundy. It's a burgundy. It's not the burgundy.
So the top of the shoulder where there's the gold Nike swoosh,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of close to the old burgundy. But that in and of itself looks like a different color than the burgundy where the number is
yeah.
and some of the other burgundy.
When they had the mannequin rollout. Again, the process part of this thing is what matters to me. This is so precious and it's so delicate. And what they tried to do was make everybody happy, and I think they made nobody happy. That's how it feels to me. I can't get over that.
It was 1 year ago today that we found out officially with the big reveal on national TV, to quote, "We are the Commanders." Has the name grown on you? Do you like it more than you did that morning? Where are you at on some of the jersey changes that were made? And how do you compare how you feel about all the changes to 365 days ago? We're taking inventory on that on the anniversary today on Grant and Danny. DeMarcus Ware joins us at 3 o'clock.
We are the Commanders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Legacies are built
by tradition.
Just remember this.
Values.
40 men together. Can't lose. Okay.
And beliefs. born of a spirit.
1, 2, 3.
Hail to the greats that laid our foundation.
Cultivated in the hearts of the people from the DMV.
Cultivated in the heart.
But even the greatest of legacies of all.
Back to pass on a quick shot.
Or fade.
Deliner at the 5, dies for the corner, touchdown!
We have one goal, one mission.
One drive.
Honor our legacy.
And fulfill our ultimate purpose.
We are trailblazers,
battle-tested legends,
leaders, and one united community.
Everything we need is in this room.
We are the Commanders.
That was the video they put out a year ago today with the release of the Commanders.
That was well done, by the way.
Very well done. Grant and Danny on the Fan. So I'm posting a poll on Twitter right now, at Grant H. Paulson. This is going to go down as the scientific, definitive way to understand how this fan base feels.
This is our Quinnipiac poll.
I have asked the question, how do you feel about the new name and jerseys and the rebrand after a year to get used to it? Choice one, I've got, I like it more than I did. Choice two, I like it less than I did. Choice three, I like it the same. Should I have a fourth choice or leave it there? Should
That's where we are.
I'm out completely. You know, I'm out on the team. Like, just those three, you like it more, you like it less, you like it the same. Is that fair?
That's perfect. So as soon as you post it, I'm going to vote like it less. So you let me know when it's up. I can be the first one in.
All right. I'm going to just add checking the results as an option in case someone doesn't want to vote and they just want to look. Okay? So let's go here.
I better post it. Come on.
All right, how do you feel about the new name and the jerseys and the rebrand after a year to get used to it? You like it more, you like it less, you like it the same. You're the first vote.
Less, infinitely less. It enrages me now. It used to not bother me. At the time, I was like, that's fine. The rollout was pathetic. I didn't like anything about that. I thought that was an embarrassment, but whatever. I'm over it. Thank God it's a plural noun. I now despise it. I really, really can't stand it.
So the only way where I'll say I see eye to eye with you a little bit because I think you were to the extreme, like turned up to 11 on everywhere where I'm a 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
is, and this has always been my contention, always been my concern. When we were watching those making the brand videos and Jason Wright was sitting across from Ron Rivera, one of the things I was screaming about is who else is involved in this process? Because neither of these guys really at their core are Redskins.
They're not long-termers, and that's not their fault, by the way.
Exactly. But when you cut them open, neither of them bleed burgundy and gold. Rivera bleeds whatever colors are in Charlotte right now. Keep pounding blue. And with a little bit of Chicago Bears navy blue. He's just here for a short term. You know, a hired gun. And Jason Wright, you know, Northwestern, maybe purple. Or he was on the Browns, maybe orange. I don't know. And I like Jay Wright. I no problem with Ron Rivera. But those guys are passerbys in the grand scheme of this organization. And the name, the future, my next 50, 75, 100 years of enjoyment are in their hands. And I wanted to know who else's hands are involved. I mean, as little as I want Dan Snyder involved in anything, at least he was a DC lifer who was a diehard Redskins fan growing up. But I don't know how involved he was in the process, frankly, or if I even want him involved in the process. But let's see how you guys feel 1 year later to the day, February 2nd last year. We found out that the Washington football team was now the Commanders. Vince is an Akakeek. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
So I guess I would say I like it the same, but my real answer is it's no, never mind to me. It wouldn't matter to me as long as they win. Honestly, in my group chat, we call them the Washington Red Commanders to tie the two names together. And the truth of the matter is, if we win, we'll all be drunk, happy, and euphoria, screaming Commanders out the window, no matter how much you like them. If we win, if we host the Super Bowl trophy next year, it will be hail the mother effing Commanders. Let's go.
So the argument all along, I think, before they changed their name was, it doesn't matter what the name is if they win. And for that reason, I do think that the disappointing year with all the turmoil and some of the controversies and things that they just had is going to be a factor in maybe how we view the name. I think that's just a reasonable thing to assume. But if they just lost, let's say, in the NFC Championship game to the Eagles or something like that, let's say they would have made the playoffs, they didn't collapse down the stretch, they got hot, they won a couple playoff games, and they lose in the NFC title game. Would people feel different about Commanders than they do? I think that's an interesting question.
I think some would. I think that's fair. You'll notice in my explanation for why I don't like it, I didn't mention record once. I didn't mention football. It's everything else. It's whatever this business side is, the non-football side. We got plenty of stuff to discuss there. That's football conversation. This is kind of the bigger picture fan branding sort of Chachi consultant stuff that has driven me nuts throughout this process.
I feel like there's some momentum, though, with this name and with the – maybe it's just because I'm at games and I'm at the stadium and I'm around a select group of people that are marks. That could be it. I don't know. Like, you're not going to be at the game.
Right.
There's a lot of people like you that hate the name that are probably less inclined to be there. Like, is Tailgate Ted stewing over the name Commanders? Probably not.
No.
When I walk around the stadium, I see people wearing Commanders gear. I see the black jerseys. I see people who have purchased hundreds of dollars worth of Commanders stuff. It feels to me like the brand is growing on them some. Rob is in Bowie on G&D. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
so the name is terrible. The uniforms are atrocious, but it's not about football. It's about being blatantly lied to and having to take it in the face. Jason Wright said that fans would be involved. I don't know any fans that ever wanted Commanders or even voted for Commanders. There's the burgundy is not the same. The uniform is totally different. But above all else, it's the spit in the face with that ugly W. I mean, that block letter W might be the worst thing. I could have made that on Madden, and it would have been 10 times better. I mean, this is like, I saw created uniforms that were better than this on Twitter.
That, to me, is the summary. I take less issue with the block W thing than some people do. It looked rudimentary to me, to be honest. It looked like a high school clip art project, but whatever. I thought that was amateur hour. But it's the lying. That is, for me, the thing that is inescapable. Like, I will not get over that. I don't think ever, to be honest with you. If you had said, I'm not saying you, GP, but if representatives of the team, whether it's Jason Wright or Will Musselbrooks, who was here for, you know, 9 months and gave us the new brand and then took off to go somewhere else, had they said, guys, we got to do a new thing. I know you love burgundy and gold. We got to retire it with the old name. We're going to do something new. We might have groused for a minute or two, then judge the uniforms on merit, right? They told us it would be the same. That's not going anywhere. We were promised, and then it did. We saw those mannequins.
Well, I now will say that I think I was wrong on that, too. When Jason Wright came on the show with us, I don't remember if he asked specifically for our input, but he told us at that time they were sticking with burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
And he said that the reason they would stick with burgundy and gold is that they had heard loud and far. That's what fans wanted.
That's right.
You want to change the name? You're going to change the name. Do what you got to do. Don't mess with my colors, right? At that time, I remember telling him, good. That's the right play.
That's what I said, yeah.
You're doing the right thing. I don't think that anymore. Again, my favorite thing about the rebrand, so to speak, is the black jerseys, probably. And if I'm really trying to get into my own head and be psychological, you know, like a psychologist, I think it's because it's the one thing that isn't Redskinsy in any way, if that makes sense.
Huh.
It's its own thing. I think what they should have done is had some dope gear that looks kind of like what the Washington Valor red, white, and blue gear looked like indoors on carpet, if you remember. But the Wizards, the Capitals, and the Nationals are all basically red, white, and blue in the nation's capital. Forever, the Redskins were going to be burgundy and gold and should have been, as far as I'm concerned. This new thing now, I think in hindsight, they should have gone with different colors. Because what they have done, not just with the uniforms, but specifically with the uniforms, with the song, with so many other avenues that they've strolled, is they've just done slightly worse versions of the old thing that remind me of the old thing. I'm trying to forget that I liked my last person better, and you're just trying to pretend to be them, and you're being a worse version of them.
I got a haircut that looks just like hers. That make you happy?
Let's go to Paul in Southern Maryland on Grant and Danny. Paul, it's been 1 year. Since we're the Commanders.
We are the Commanders.
Yeah, left thumb down. I like it less. and I didn't like it that much to begin with. Let me just start by saying, Danny, in the past 2 days, the way you have used your platform to vocalize the way you feel, brother, I've grown so much respect for you.
Oh, thanks.
I feel a lot the same. And I don't know. I was blessed in finding a good woman and a faithful wife. So I'm guessing, but I have to believe that this is what it feels like to be cheated on. I don't like it. I think that they had a chance to do something fun, create an inclusive environment at whatever future site we make, our new stadium, and change it. One word, keep the red, make it Wolves. It would have been great. But the one thing that kind of is okay about it, I like the black jerseys, but it shouldn't be black and yellow. It should have been black and burgundy, man. They look like the Steelers. So
the black and burgundy is the main, I think, complaint a lot of people have, is that it shouldn't be black and yellow. It's too much like Pittsburgh, which I don't have a big problem with that. There's plenty of jerseys in every sport that look somewhat similar. They don't look exactly like the Steelers, by the way, but it's the
looks
same.
It's like Arizona State's second jersey.
Yeah, it's the same colors, basically.
Uh-huh.
If they want to go black and burgundy, that's fine. If you can find a way to have burgundy that's easy to see on black, which I think would be kind of difficult, but that would be a reasonable enough change that they could make. Like, quibbling over, was it right to do this color or that color, in terms of stitching, lettering, numbers, that's the good stuff. You know, that's what you want to be doing. That, uh-huh. That's the stuff that happens with the good teams, too. Not the... You're telling me that this is the same, but I know it's not.
Well, Paul brought up Red Wolves. Now, to me, that felt like that was the most popular name among the fan base. I thought back
by far.
I thought back about this. We can't do it because the Timberwolves want some money or something. That rings even emptier to me now. You know what I mean? Like at the time, I go, "Well, you're facing a lawsuit." But like, if the NFL machine wanted it, you could have gotten it. It would have taken some effort. It would have made fans happier.
I think they wanted to own whatever name they picked by themselves for the fashion, for the pop culture.
And the food.
For the food.
Mm-hmm.
For the, what was the other stuff?
Media. Just words like media.
Media.
Thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
Media.
DeMarcus Ware is going to be on the show in 20 minutes. One of the great pass rushers ever. We'll be previewing the Super Bowl game with him. Right now we're talking about the name change 1 year ago today. 1 year of Commanders here on Grant and Danny. Is this here to stay forever? Let's think about that next. I mean, if there's a new owner, is it too late to maybe think about doing something else? Would that do more damage to have yet another name within a couple of years? You're listening to The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I tweeted this at how you feel then. That's not the word. How you felt then. At Grant H. Paulson for the poll. You like it more than you did when it was announced. You like it less than you did when it was announced. You like it the same. 41% of people like it less than they did. 18% of people like it more than they did. It's a pretty good number. About 23% of people say they like it the same. So right now we're looking at the leader in the clubhouse either being it hasn't grown on them or they like it less. But for one out of every five people, the name and the look has appealed to them more in the last year or so. There's been some growth.
I was just at the time, I thought the rollout, the announcement stuff was embarrassing. I thought everyone should be ashamed of how that happened. But the name itself, whatever, fine. It is what it is. Now please find a quarterback for the first time ever. Like let's go play football and improve. I've really grown to be bothered by it over the course of this last year plus. And it just doesn't. I wonder where I could turn a corner to kind of come back and have some affinity.
If there is a new owner who buys this team this offseason, next year, whenever, do you think it's in play for that new owner to change the name again? Because you sleep on, it was Redskins, it was Washington mm-hmm. Football Team, and it's been Commanders over a four-year span here. You would basically, if someone took over this offseason and changed the name, you could be looking at four names in like 5 years, which is crazy and unacceptable to me.
It's bizarre.
Do you think that should they even consider that? If a new owner takes over the team, should they consider changing the name again right away?
Not only should they consider it, they should do it the first second they can.
See, I don't think I would do it.
You, the name signed over to you, or the title is, whatever, for the team, first press conference. Without saying it, you say it in a nicer way. Everything they put you through, everything the last regime did, is a lie. It's over with. You guys wanted Red Wolves. You're going to be the Red Wolves. Let's go. Thunderous applause. The whole city goes nuts. We don't do it on the Today Show or the NBC national show. We do it local. We simulcast it right here on 106.7 The Fan. We have local announcements. It's for the fans of this marketplace. You bought a Commander's jersey, trade it in for a Red Wolves jersey. You bought a Commander's hat, T-shirt, wristband, sunglasses, okay. Whatever you want. You get it free.
So that's appealing. So if you got on board with Commanders,
yep.
Sorry about your luck, mm-hmm. but we'll have a week where you can trade in your gear and get the exact same thing in the new team name.
If you got a Commanders thing, we know it's new. We know it's recent because it's only last year. Turn it in. Get free stuff.
Let's go to Ryan and Culpepper on Grant and Danny. How are you, Ryan?
Guys, I hate everything. I hate the process. I hate the offense. I hate the black jerseys. I hate the block W. I hate the neon yellow. I hate AWOD radio. And I really hate paying $18 for a hot dog. And there's no ketchup in the whole stadium for French fries or hot dogs. 8-1, not too good.
5-11, not very good.
Not very good.
I'm not going to blame the team name on the ketchup part, but I get what he's
or AWOD
going
on the ketchup
for.
Part. He didn't have anything to do with
it. I didn't catch that one. The AWOD part of that.
Caught some shrapnel over here.
No reason to go after AWOD because of the team name. Not. We don't need to do. Not up in here. We don't need that. Appreciate the phone call. The reason I wouldn't change the name if I was a new owner, I guess it would depend on, I would consult with someone and I would say, is it better to have a bad name than too many names in a short time? Will I do more damage to this already seemingly irreparable reversal of fandom that has happened?
Uh-huh.
Will I lose more fans? Like at some point, just if you go to a restaurant five times and every time you go, the menu is changed, that's really, really bad. You're told not to do that. Am I better off to maybe not have someone's favorite menu, but just a consistent menu rather than changing it every time they go in? I would need an answer on that before I make my decision, but I would say I would probably plan on taking over and keeping it the Commanders for now. Ray, Mechanicsville, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, fellas. The W I can get down with. I'd rather have it the curly W of old or even just match the same one of the Nationals. But the Commanders... Come on, man. That strikes integrity, honor, nothing of which Dan Snyder has given us. It's been garbage since he's owned the place.
Didn't it feel to you, Jeeps, and I can't prove this, but it felt like this was just was going to be the name no matter what. It felt like they put a dog and pony show on to engage people, but they just picked this because it's got military connotations and no one's allowed to make fun of them because of that. That's how it always felt to me.
Totally. I think that when it started, a lot of us said, this is probably going to end up being something military related, and then it did. And in fact, when it started, the names were like Brigade,
Admirals.
Commanders, Admirals, and a lot of us just kind of assumed it'd be one of those because it would feel safe, and that's what happened. So whether that's fair or not, that's how it seems.
Yeah.
Perception, it might be reality here or might not be. But yes, I mean, at the beginning, at the outset of this process, I think many of us just assume they're going to go with something really safe, that's easy, that they can push, that it's kind of all going to be very corporate and it's not going to be grassroots. And it's cool that everyone's designing the Red Wolves stuff and that former players are getting behind it. It just didn't seem like that was a whole big part of this process at any point. DeMarcus Ware, one of the great sack artists in NFL history, is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on the Super Bowl and a couple of elite pass rushers playing in the big game right here on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.